Okay, we have a question, an interesting question here from Brother Irfan. He says, can you just ask the Shaykh who is a believer? And he says, Salafis get burnt up when they see anything that states about the fada'il of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli wa sallam alayhi. The believer is a person who is considered to be a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he was at the time of Moses, Jesus, Adam, Ibrahim, Noah, Jacob, Sulaiman, David, all the prophets and messengers of Allah. Whoever was at their time and believed in the messenger at that time, he is considered to be a Muslim. And he is considered to be a believer. Now, at the time of Jesus, any Jew who did not believe in Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is a disbeliever. Because Jesus came to the sons of Israel and telling them that they should follow his religion.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever did not is considered to be a Christian. And that is, let me phrase that, whoever does not believe in him and follow him, he is considered to be a disbeliever. But the Christians who believed in Jesus at his time, they're considered to be Muslim. In the sense that they've submitted their will to Allah Azza wa Jalla and followed his messenger.
Mm-hmm.
At our times, those who refuse to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are considered to be disbelievers, because he is the final messenger of Allah. He came with the final revelation, which is the Quran, and who refuses and rejects his message is a disbeliever. Whoever believes in him is a believer, who we also know him as a Muslim. So I hope this clarifies this. Allah mentioned in Surah At-Taghabun in the very beginning that it is He, the Almighty, who created you, and He made you a disbeliever and a believer. So there is nothing in between. And it's not like what people say, that all denominations are in paradise, all religions lead to the same way. This is false and wrong. As for the second part of his question, why do Salafis get flared up whenever the fada'il of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned, I believe that this is, I don't want to say a lie, let's call it a misconception.
Yes.
Who are the Salafis? The Salafis are anyone. It's not a group. It's not a political group. It's not a sect. It's not something that they have their own messages. Any person who depends and relies on the Quran, on the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and on the understanding of our predecessors of the scholars, like Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam al-Awza'i, Imam al-Thawri, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, all the great scholars of Islam, whoever follows them is considered to be a Salafi. And contrast to those who refuse the Sunnah and depend on their intellect, or depend on their logic. This is not logical, I refute this. But this is the Sunnah, it's in Bukhari. Who cares? I depend on my logic. I'm a man, I have brains, I work my brains. It's also, Salafis are not like those who limit their vision into following one sheikh, one imam. And if you present to them the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, he says, no, I'm not going to accept this. Why? It's in al-Bukhari, it's in Muslim. He said, yes, but Abu Hanifa said, or Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said. Okay, if the Imam said something, but the Prophet said something else, who do you follow? I follow the Imam. Then, this shows you how true Muslim this person is. So, Salafi is not something that you label anyone you dislike, like a Wahhabi, like a Salafi, like whatever, fundamentalists, or whatever. So, why do we get flared up whenever someone mentions the fada'il and the good attributes of the Prophet ﷺ? This is a blunt lie. We give classes in our masjids, and we give classes, mercy to mankind, on the Prophet's seerah alayhi salatu wasalam. I ask you, what makes us grow a big beard that everyone can identify us with it and say, ah, Muslim, fundamentalist. Probably he's a Salafi, he's not trimming it. Why do we do this? Isn't it for the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? Why do we follow every single hadith and apply it to ourselves. Isn't it for the love of the Prophet ﷺ? Allah the Almighty said in Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, say, O Muhammad, if you love Allah, then follow me, and Allah will love you and forgive your sins.
SubhanAllah.
So we are the followers, we are the true followers, not of an imam, not of a scholar, the true followers of our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We go out of our way trying to call people to know the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, defend his sunnah, accept every slander and curse that comes to us because of our followingship of the Prophet sunnah. And at the end of the day, they come and claim that we are flared up and we get angry when someone mentions the attributes of the Prophet. This is a lie. But what is not a lie is whenever someone makes the Prophet next to Allah, or associates him with Allah, or calls him with Allah, or claims that he knows the unseen, or claims that he controls the universe, like all these extremists do. I've read a book that was printed in Mecca.
SubhanAllah.
In Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
And in the book, one of them, super Sufis, used to say that whenever you go to the Prophet's grave, alayhi salatu wasalam, face the grave and give your back to the Qibla. And greet the Prophet by saying, As-salamu alayka ya awwal, As-salamu alayka ya akhir, As-salamu alayka ya zahir, As-salamu alayka ya batin. This is the three or the four attributes of Allah mentioned in ayah number 3, Surah Al-Hadid.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the attributes of Allah. And he's saying that you call this to the Prophet ﷺ. And then they don't want us to be flared up. Definitely when anyone gets a little bit close to Allah or gives attributes of Allah to his Prophet or to anyone, we get agitated because this is Allah, this is our Islam, purifying or glorifying Allah the Almighty and not accepting anything to come or tarnish his attributes, subhanahu azza wa jalla.